Blog Talk Radio.
Together, we are not going to let anything hold us back. I absolutely welcome you to the show today. I am Coach Lalisa. This is the Lalisa Williams Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you've tuned in, you have tuned in to the hottest motivational talk show on radio. Now, years ago when I was on the AM dial, I was doing a gospel talk show, a Christian talk show, and my tagline was, the hottest Christian talk show in radio. And when I had to leave that particular show and station, I was so sad because there was nothing I loved doing more than going down, riding down to the studios at WKMB and doing that radio broadcast. It was awesome, and I did that for 3 years. And so, but that was one of the things that my tagline became, the hottest Christian talk show. And I talked to some amazing people. I talked to Dr. Susan Johnson Cook. I spoke with Evangelist Marcia Morrison. I had Dr. Dennis Kimbrough on my show. Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, just phenomenal people would come on to my radio show. I had a conversation with Thelma from Good Times, though we were never able to schedule her. Boy, you're talking about a lady that is very busy and has a lot of speaking engagements. You're talking about Thelma from Good Times, if you remember her. Bernadette Stannis, awesome young lady, but I got a chance to talk to her. I had discussions with Jamal Bryant, the powerful pastor out of Maryland. I had discussions with his booking agent, and again, he was another one. He was booked to come on, but his schedule was so busy, it was very hard to get him. So I am grateful for all the wonderful, awesome, awesome people. Right here on the Lalisa Williams Show. Oh, I've had Kevin Eichelberry. He's the author of a very awesome book. We've had Versie Walker. I've just had some of the most successful people in the world. I've had Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, an awesome, amazing, amazing woman. If you know anything about this lady, she's an awesome, phenomenal speaker, and I can't wait to get her back onto this broadcast again. So I want to give people just a few more minutes to join in to the show this morning, and I know some people will be listening via their cell phones, their iPads. Maybe some people are listening all different, you know, types of ways. But I do want to talk today about signs of success. I mean, really, when you stop to think about it, how do you really know if you're a success or not? How do you really know? And I'm going to give you 10 signs of not just success, but of great success. I've used these myself, so I'm not telling you anything that has not been proven. They have been proven to achieve success. And that's why I'm telling you about them today. And I want to give you, you know, give you that opportunity to call into the show, give you that opportunity to definitely go tell somebody, tune in, go tell them, you know, tune in to the Coach Lalisa Show this morning, because she's giving out this opportunity for you to become the success that you want in your life. You know, this is a great time of year to achieve success. This is just a great, wonderful time to achieve success. And so that is why I'm telling you to go tell somebody you know to tune into this broadcast so that they too can become a success. So let's see. Let me get. Oh. I just want to make sure that everyone gets on the call, because we're broadcasting right here, right now on Blog Talk Radio. I will give you a number that you can call. You can dial in on 347-945-7991. Okay, that's 347-945-9971. Okay. So I just let people know that. Oh, 347-945-7991, because I am so excited about giving you the steps to success. These are, well, they're not, actually, they're not steps per se. It's not like you're going to try one thing over another thing, or you're going to try this thing over that thing. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to simply just listen to these various signs, and you're going to make sure, or try to make sure, that these signs are operating in your life. Exactly. You're going to try to make sure that these signs are operating in your life. And before we do that, let me just make sure I tell you about some of the really, really, really cool things that we have going on with the Coach Lalisa right now. Number one, you can get, you know, group coaching, private coaching. You can get online coaching. You can learn how to write a book, learn how to start a coaching business. You can learn how to publish a book. You can learn how to start a business, a traditional business. You can also join our association, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. We are looking for 300 women. That's our target. Once 300 women sign up for the low registration fee for the year of $20, the price will end. The price will end. That's going out to the first 300 people. So I'm giving first 300 women. So I'm telling you now, I'm going to be going all over the country. I'm going from here. I'll be in Cincinnati. I'll be in Virginia Beach. I'll be in North Carolina. I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. All of this before April. Then by June, I will have gone to Kansas City and possibly Chicago. Everywhere I go, I will be talking to women and getting women to sign up. So the first 300 women will get in at this special rate of $20, and that is when that price will end. So if you want to get into my network, you definitely will pay the $20, and don't wait. Now, once you're in, you are going to have access to my greatest weapons and secrets for success, personal development, professional development, how to be a better speaker, how to be a better trainer. I will be launching out on this year with all of that. And for those who are tuned in or those who have registered, you will be able to take part in that. But those who don't want to register, then that's fine too. But today is Friday. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to each and every one of you that are tuned in. The topic today is I'm going to give you 10 signs of great success. 10 signs of great success. So let me just get started. And the very first sign of great success, and these are actually all of my signs that the opposite of my signs for great failure. So I have developed the top 10 reasons people fail in life. And now I have 10 great signs of success. So the very first one is that if you really want to be a success, you will start small. Great things come from small things. So that's the first thing that you want to do. That would be in my list of 10 signs, of my top 10 signs, is that successful people realize that they cannot eat an elephant in one bite. So successful people do not ignore the small things. They actually pay attention to the small things, to the little things. There's something little or small, probably, that is right in front of your face that you've ignored, that you haven't noticed, that you haven't focused on. And what I'm telling you is that in order to be a success, you have to deal with the small things. Small things become great things when you add commitment to them and when you keep at it. In the 10 signs for great success, the second thing that you want to do is you want to be focused so that you can complete what you start. In order to complete what you start, it's very simple. You just have to take focus. You have to take focus. And, you know, we've already talked about goal setting and some other things if you listen to some of the other messages and broadcasts that I've done. But you definitely have to complete what you start. You're starting small, so it shouldn't be hard. Sometimes when we try to tackle too much or take on too much or go after something that it seems so overwhelming, and we're unable to complete it. But when we break it down and we start small, we will be better able to complete what we start. Complete one goal, complete one objective, and then move on to the second one. And then you focus on the second one, and you work on that, and you complete that until it starts. That's how successful people operate. The third thing that you want to do, if you want to be successful, you must have a successful attitude. You must get rid of a negative attitude and a poor attitude. You must be on the watch for those things. Watch out for that poor attitude. So in order to defeat the poor attitude, you're going to go on and implement a great attitude, a positive attitude. That's an attitude of success. You're going to have an attitude where you believe in yourself. You want to have an attitude where your confidence level about what you can do is positive. You want to build on your strengths, not on your weaknesses. So you want to have a great attitude. That's number three. Number four, this is absolutely like one of the most critical signs that you will find with people who are successful. This is, I'm telling you, this is one of the ahas. This is one of the, say, there's a main one or a main thing or a main something. This is truly, truly, truly of the main big, wonderful, great ideas. And this one is proper preparation. Proper preparation. Number four, proper preparation. In our 10 signs to greatness, 10 signs to success, rather, and greatness. Great success, how about that? Is that you have to have proper preparation. Okay, me preparing for, you know, Sunday night dinner is not the same as me preparing to get, you know, a certificate in finance. So you have to be able to understand the levels of preparation for certain things so that you can have proper preparation. You don't want to over-prepare and wait too long and miss out on all types of great opportunities. Some people, they prepare way too long, and then life is passed them by, and they sit back and they watch other people do things, and they wonder why they're not able. Well, they had improper preparation in that point. So you want to have proper preparation. That is a wonderful sign of success. When you see people, and sometimes you don't even see them, you don't know what they're doing, and all of a sudden they come out, bam, they have something great and awesome. They were in preparation mode. You have to prepare to do things. You want to go back to school, you must prepare. You want to write a book, you must prepare. You want to get married, you must prepare. You want to have children, you must prepare. You want to start your own business, you must prepare. You want to start you want to travel around the country, you must prepare for that. You want to get a good job, you have to prepare for a good job. You want to meet a nice woman or a nice man, you got to prepare yourself for that. You want to raise your children the right way, you must prepare. You want to be a good employee, you have to prepare. Preparation, proper preparation, leads to great success. Number four, absolutely. The next one, we're about halfway in this. Number five, for people who want to know if they are on the right path for success, and if they are actually going to have great success in their life, you need to be aware of number five. Number five says that you cannot envy what others have. I've never experienced being successful and going around envying what other people have. Successful people, they don't worry about what other people have. They don't care about what other people have. They are focused on what they're doing and what they have. If other people have more than them, that's fine. They're like, oh, well, good for you. They actually know how to celebrate other people's greatness. Do you know how to celebrate other people's greatness? Can you truly, honestly say that you can celebrate someone else's greatness? I mean, that's how you really know you're delivered from envy, is when you can celebrate in the greatness of others. Practice it. Try it out and practice it, because it is one of the signs that you will have great success, is when you can celebrate the greatness of others, be around them. Oh, I'm telling you, this is something, this is what I know for sure, for a fact. Like I said, on my radio show and my walk of life, I meet a lot of successful people. And this is something that I've seen that runs through the successful people. They do not envy what others have. All right, now, number six. Oh, yes, this is one, definitely one that Zig Ziglar would give me a high five or a pound on, because he talks about this a lot. Number six, you have to be able to give more than you get. You know, Zig Ziglar, I believe he says it's something like this: if you help enough other people get what they want, you will automatically get what you want. And that's the way Zig Ziglar said it, and I believe he, you know, got it out of the scriptures because he was a believer. And what the scripture tells us about this is that God will make happen for you what you make happen for other people. But some people, unfortunately, the unsuccessful are people who are all take and no give. Successful people give, and they give a lot. They give more than what they have. They give as if they're going to get some type of an award for it. Okay? And this is what successful people, this is what it hinges on, you know, like a hinge, like a door. It's in the middle. It's, you know, it causes the door to be flexible. It causes the door to allow people to come in and to come out. This will allow you to go into success. Number six, give more than you get in every situation, at work, in your marriage, with your friends, with your family, in your government, in your community, wherever you are, be a giver. You know, that's why the Bible tells us to give, 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 give. You will get it back. God will make happen for you what you make happen for other people. Give. You know, I'm so happy my husband is such a giver. He gives to everybody except me, but that's a whole, I'm sure there's a, that's because God wants me to give. And so I'm able to give to him. But my husband, he is such a giver. And anybody who knows us, they know what I'm talking about. But, you know, that's good because that's who God allowed me to marry. And, you know, I'm very happy about that. Very happy. And we're like the perfect match. You know how people say that about their spouses? You know, they say, oh, he may not be perfect, but he's perfect for me. Or she may not be perfect, but she's perfect for me. Number seven. Oh, my God. This is huge. Number seven, successful things, signs of great success. When you see these signs operating in your life, don't worry, success is on the way. If you implement these ten things in your life, success is guaranteed you. Excuse me. Success is guaranteed you. So number seven, learn from the mistakes of others. That's what successful people do. Successful people know that they do not have to go and make all the mistakes themselves. Successful people know, and this is a quote by someone, not me, but I'm just repeating it. Successful people know that smart people learn from their own mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others. See, learning from your own mistakes is wonderful, but it may take you way too long to learn everything that you need from your own mistakes. Whereas a wise person can save a lot of time, shave years off of their life in terms of being a success, and reaching that success, rather take shave years off of the time it would take to reach success, great success, because they learn from the mistakes of others. That means they read bios, they read bibliographies, they read books about how to become a success. They attend webinars, seminars, they join mastermind groups, they hang around people who are very powerfully successful, they read their books. Do you know that just reading a book of someone can teach you an incredible amount of information about how to be successful at things? And I learned this back in 1991. And prior to 1991, I absolutely did not know this. So now you're talking about at least, what, 22 years ago. 22 years ago, I did not know this. I learned it 22 years ago from a man named Marvin Breaker. He was my boss. He was an attorney. I was a legal secretary for an attorney, Marvin T. Breaker. At that time, his office was in Hillside, New Jersey, and I had gotten a job with working for him as his legal secretary. I had never been a legal secretary a day in my life, but I met his wife, and you know, she told me about the position. I applied for it, and he interviewed me. He hired me. And this man, I'm not from New Jersey. He is from New Jersey. He is, you know, is in politics. He knows so many people, amazing the amount of people that this man knows. He could have hired anyone he wanted to, but he hired me to be his legal secretary. And I learned, so I learned lifetime lessons from working. So it was a God hookup. It's nothing that I did, probably nothing that Mr. Breaker did. It was all God, because there were things God wanted me to learn. And one of them was about the wisdom from learning from others, because what Marvin taught me was about reading bibliographies of other people who have achieved what you want to achieve, who are successful in things that you want to be successful in. The reason why you read their bibliographies and read their books is because you will learn their mistakes. They will teach you their mistakes that they made in the book, and that will shave years off of your success, you know, gap, where you're trying to achieve, how your success curve. You know, like in school, you have a learning curve, how long it takes you to learn something, or on the job, there's a learning curve. Well, to become a success, there's a success curve. And learning from the mistakes of others will narrow that, will make that curve shorter. And he taught me that, and I'll never forget it. I mean, had I known that in fourth grade or even in kindergarten, I would have been probably a better reader. I probably would have read more, because that's where learning, real learning, takes place. Because when you read books of other people that are successful, it's like sitting down, having a conversation with them. It's like sitting down, having a private conversation with them. And some of these people, you may never meet them face-to-face otherwise. But if you sit down with their book, and they're telling you, and again, bibliographies, because in a bibliography is where a person is telling you, or their autobiography or whatever, they're telling you about the mistakes that they've made to achieve greatness. And Marvin Breaker taught me that, so I have to give him credit for that. But that's absolutely number seven. So let me move on, so we don't run out of time here. And again, welcome each and every one of you to the show. If you just tuned in, you might want to go back and listen to the archive for sure. But I'm talking about 10 signs of great success. 10 signs of great success. Number eight, and we just have the three more to go. Number eight, successful people. They leave no stone unturned. They look everywhere for wisdom and knowledge. They don't refuse any opportunities to gain wisdom and knowledge. They look everywhere. So they attend workshops. They listen to their, you know, senior citizens. They listen to the youth. They listen to people who have a lot more money than them. They listen to people who have a lot less money. They just leave no stone unturned as it relates to wisdom. They find wisdom from the Bible. They find it from the scriptures. They find it from motivational seminars. They find it on YouTube, Facebook, Internet, Twitter. They find it, you know, from, you know, attending their church service or other houses of worship, wherever they can get it. They go into their own mindset, and they into their own beliefs. They talk to their parents. Wherever they can find it, they find it. They march to the beat, as Dr. Dennis Kimbrough would say, of their own drum. Okay, wonderful. So we have just a few seconds left, but we're on our way. We're getting down. We're getting down to the last two. So number nine is that because they've gotten so much wisdom, because they've learned from so many others' mistakes, the successful people, they don't spend time repeating the same old mistakes over and over. They absolutely do not. Do not spend time repeating the same mistakes over, because they've taken account of what they've done. They've gained the wisdom. Remember, they come prepared. Remember, they don't have poor attitudes. Successful people absolutely don't waste time repeating the same old mistakes. In other words, they're not dumb and getting dumber. They're not doing the same old thing, expecting a different result. No, they're doing the opposite. Successful people, They want something they've never had before, so they do things that they've never done before. And they continue to do new things and great things. They do not repeat the same old mistakes. They may come up with a new mistake, but it won't be the same old mistake because they are not doing the same thing and therefore getting the same old results. Successful people. I'm on the cutting edge. These are the people who are out there taking action, doing it now. As my friend Adele would say, do it now, do it fast, do it better. And I always mess it up, but it's something like that. And then finally, number 10, the 10 sides to success. The 10 sides to success. Number 10. They make a plan. Successful people work from a plan, y'all. Okay? Get it. The successful people work from a plan. They plan out. They plan various risk factors. They make a plan. They have it. They have a timeline attached to that plan. They have the specifics. They have attached responsibility. Who's going to be responsible for that particular piece of the plan? Who's going to hold them accountable for this or for that? How will they maneuver in this environment, in that environment? They absolutely have a plan. And again, I'm bringing you all these topics at the beginning of the year because, remember, we're laying the foundation, and you will have the foundation for a very, very successful year. You will not have the guarantee of a successful year if you have absolutely no plan. So let's make a plan. We're starting with the one-year plan. Eventually, we'll get into the three-year plan, the five-year plan, the 10-year plan. But for right now, it's a one-year plan. And we're going to work on this for the rest of the month, January. By February, we're going to be just living the plan. We're going to spend the entire month of January learning how to make the plan, how to set goals, how to set objectives, how to reach them, how to reach your tactics. And then for the rest of the year is to work the plan. It's going to be so easy. You're going to absolutely love it. So that's all we have time for today. We've actually run out of time. Definitely, definitely, definitely want to welcome you to the broadcast. If you have a comment or a question, please feel free to hit your number one key. We do have a few more minutes. I can take any comment or any question that you may have. And I would love to hear from you. I would love to get an opportunity to know you. If this is your first time tuning into the show, tell me, feel free to tell me, what you think and things like that. So, wow, that was that, 10 signs of greatness. So, again, I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate those who will listen to the message via your iPads or to go back to the archives and listen. Certainly go to my Facebook page and let me know any comments you have about the broadcast. But I'm telling you, if you definitely you want to reach a success, you want to achieve your dream in 2013, please sign up. If you are a woman, sign up for the Women's Leader and Entrepreneurs International Association. Get in on that. Also, if you want to write a book, join me for one of the seminars. But just to let you know, all the members of the Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association will get discounts on any of the seminars or workshops that I do. I am absolutely going to be going, like I said, around the country over between now and June. I will have hit probably about 8 different states. And everywhere I go, I'm going to be getting women to sign up. I'm going to be telling women that they can achieve their dream in 2013. I'm going to be giving them these 10 signs of great success. Also going to be giving women and men other strategies for success. It's going to be off the chain. This is a great year. We already know it. We already feel it. It's like God has smiled on us. We've had such a hard 2012 and 11, just because of the hurricane and because of what happened in Sandy Hook Elementary School. Just a lot of, national kind of tragic things that no one could have really, stopped it. So these things have happened, but we are here to put things in place to make it better. Please go to my website, release your power. release-your-power.com. Go to my website. Connect with me on Facebook. Connect with me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/CoachLalisa. That's facebook.com/CoachLalisa. Inbox me. Let's get this done. I look forward to working with you, coaching you. That's all we have time for. We'll see you back Monday morning, same time, same place. Have an absolute wonderful weekend. I hope that you also tune in to a Sunday. Sunday, I'm going to be doing Sunday mentoring and coaching. Take care. See you later. Have a wonderful day.